AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hamas has responded to a U.S.-backed proposal for a Gaza ceasefire. Sagar Magani has details.
It came as Secretary of State Antony Blinken was in the Middle East trying to push through a deal that would halt the 8-month war.
Everyone's vote is in, except for one vote.
Hours later, Hamas says it offered a response.
And we are evaluating it right now.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby gave no details after Hamas appeared to stop short of outright accepting the deal, saying it wants some amendments. Hamas officials are wary about whether Israel will fulfill its end of the agreement, including eventually ending the fighting and fully withdrawing from Gaza in return for all the hostages Hamas now holds. Benjamin Netanyahu has said Israel will not stop until it destroys Hamas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Human Rights Office says Israeli forces and Palestinian armed groups may have committed war crimes in Israel's deadly raid that freed 4 hostages over the weekend. Hunter Biden's been convicted on 3 felony firearms charges, and his legal woes aren't over. He faces another trial on tax charges. In mayhem in Atlanta today, police say one person has died after being shot on a commuter bus that led officers on a miles-long chase from the city into neighboring suburbs. Well, Norman Hall reports.
Police say a man shot 3 people at a food court in Atlanta's Peachtree Center complex. The shooting was captured on mall video. So was the response of an off-duty officer working security who wounded the suspect. One worker says she was terror-stricken.
My thoughts was I was never going to make it home to my son, and that scared me. And my heart was beating so fast. My co-worker's heart was beating so fast. My managers, we closed the gates, we closed everything. Everybody left.
Those wounded ranged in age from 47 to 70. They and the suspect are expected to survive. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The U.S. has seen steady growth in youth hockey over the past decade, while at the same time, Canada's had a significant decline in youth numbers. Mike Kempen has a look.
2 years ago, USA Hockey reports there were about 387,000 Americans playing. Kevin Erlenbach, USA Hockey's assistant membership director, says that total included more than 70,000 girls.
Whether it's female hockey, if it's just underserved communities, you know, even our disabled community, you know, if you can see it, then you can be it, and it makes way more impact.
The communities getting into hockey also are changing, with more programs designed to provide opportunities for minorities and underprivileged kids to learn how to progress through the game. The goal is to get more people playing hockey who never saw the sport as a place for them. I'm Mike Hempen.
Thanks, Mike. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.